The Thiepval Memorial attracts nearly 150,000 visitors a year. Most of them are British, though increasingly they're from Australia and other former British colonies that sent soldiers to fight. At the entrance to the memorial is a small museum and information center.
I'm Ian Pryor from Sheffield in England.
And you're here at a desk for the tourist office of the SUM?
Yes, people come and ask me questions about the memorial. I'm here for my education, of course, because I'm learning to speak French, but hopefully I'm here for younger people's education as to the causes over a war. And somewhere in the region of 10 million people worldwide died as a result of World War One, and it's a tragedy, really.
All right, going out to the cemetery. Coming up to the big memorial, a grand structure made out of brick and concrete with a French flag and a British flag on top. Walking up the stairs, you just see that every flat surface is covered in names, lists and lists of names. Walker, Walmsley, Walpole, Walsh, Walton, Warburton, Ward.
Just name after name. It's just the unnecessary loss.
It's sobering and it's quite intense. My children are in their 20s, and it's quite difficult to look at how many million people died who were younger than them. My name's Mark Presswood, I'm from Birmingham.
And I'm Sarah, Mark's wife. We were en route to the south of France, but decided that we would spend a day here, you know, looking a bit deeper into the history and the reality of it.
This history teacher, said we should come. I think it's pretty cool. Well, it's not cool that they're dead, but, it's big. It's kind of, a hard thing to get your head around that, all these people, died.
My name's Lloyd Wallace.
My name's Lorraine Wallace.
My name's William Wallace.
We're interested in history, and William's interested in history.
William's main interest was the Second World War.
Because my granddad was in the war, Dad was talking about a German, navy ship, and that was probably what got me started into war.
He wanted to come, but it was mainly to see the Second World War sites, Normandy. So we, first of all, we did the... Which beach was your favourite beach, William?
Omaha.
But while we were here, we wanted to do the two.
Every day, without fail, somebody will turn up with a wreath or a cross in search of a great-uncle or great-niece. And it's not just the English. There's been a series of Germans turning up, not because they're on the monument here, but because they died, in the fighting around here.
There's actually a German cemetery in nearby Raincourt.
Here we're in the German cemetery.
It's not well marked and much more understated than the Allied cemeteries.
It's big lawn, trees, crosses, but each cross has four names, two in the front, two in the back. So on some level, these are mass graves. As a result, it's about as big as some of the others, but it says at the entrance there are 17,000 people buried here.
My grandmother's brother, he died nearby Albert.
You think he maybe is here? Yes. But you don't know for sure?
I don't know.
You found the name?
Yes, it's my uncle. It's beautiful.
I've always found it fascinating, not from the death and destruction point of view, but the social changes that it made. There's lads working in factories or ploughing the land. They see it as a great adventure to get abroad. They came to see the world, and they certainly saw the world.
Sarah Elzis, RFI in Thiepval, Northern France.